It was the third Monday of November 1893 when Mr. Hollies, station master at Earlsfield Holt on the Great Surrey Line, came to us by an early train in a state of slow, careful unhappiness. 2 shillings the week, Mr. Holmes, missing from my strongbox these 6 months. I had not noticed at first. The takings were small, the discrepancy steady. I had thought it a long miscount of my own, but the auditor came down on Saturday and the deficit is 52 shillings. His halt was a small thing in a slow Surrey village, an hour out of Waterloo, and we took a hansom from the rank to the up platform. From the 4 o'clock up train alighted a thick-set man in iron grey, broad-shouldered, with a once broken nose and scarred knuckles upon the gloved hand at the carriage door. He walked off down the village road without looking back. Mr. Hollies showed us into the office above the booking hall. The strongbox was upon a shelf behind his desk. The key was on a chain at his waistcoat, and the rooms above the booking hall were his own, for himself, his wife, and a niece who lived with them. Allow me, then, to set out the persons, the evidence, and the testimony as they stood before us. First, the suspects. Mr. Hollies, station master, 15 years at Earlsfield. A spare, deliberate man of 50 who held the strongbox key on a chain at his waistcoat. He had not had a holiday in 3 years. His quarterly leave was due in February. Mrs. Hollies, wife of the station master, lived above the booking hall. A composed, careful woman of 48, 23 years married. She kept her husband's chaitlane of small keys and had her own daily rhythm of morning chores within the booking hall. Mr. Lapworth Porter, 3 years at Earlsfield. A heavy young man of 26, with a small standing debt at the village inn and a Friday evening's habit there. His pay was modest, his lodgings cheaper. Mr. Brewster, commercial traveller, regular weekly lodger at the station inn. A bluff, obliging man of 40 in haberdashery, who took the inn's first floor room every Tuesday night and was the only outsider to the village familiar with the Holt's takings day. He had business in Haslemere on the Wednesday morning and back to Waterloo by Thursday's noon. Now to the evidence. The intact strongbox. The strongbox bore no mark of forcing, no scratch upon the lockplate, no key mark within the wards. The box had been opened with the proper key and shut again, time after time, through the half year. Mrs. Hollies's chaitlane. Mrs. Hollies carried, by long habit, a chaitlane at her waist with the small keys of the booking hall larder, the upstairs press, and the porter's locker. Holmes asked with a quiet courtesy to see the chaitlane. The strongbox key, he observed, hung from a small ring at one end of the chaitlane, beside the larder key in the polished brass of long use. Mr. Lapworth standing debt. The porter's standing debt at the Three Foxes was £3.2 by the innkeeper's slate. He had not paid down anything of it since Easter. Mr. Hollies's overdue holiday. Mr. Hollies's leave record showed him 3 years without a holiday. Mrs. Hollies had spoken to him, more than once at the kitchen table, of a fortnight at Brighton in February for their silver wedding anniversary. A small private savings book. Holmes asked Mrs. Hollies, with the rector of the parish present, whether she kept any private savings of her own. She produced a small post office savings book in her own name with a balance of 49 shillings and 3 pence. Accumulated, the entries showed at 2 shillings a week from May. And to the statements taken, Mr. Hollies, station master, says, "The key has not left my fob, Mr. Holmes. The box is in my office. The office is mine. The takings are counted on Saturday and locked away. I have noticed the discrepancy these 6 months, and I have blamed it upon my own miscount. The takings are not large, the loss is steady." Mrs. Hollies, wife of the station master, says, "Of course, sir. The chaitlane has the larder key, the upstairs press, the porter's locker, and the strongbox key, which my husband had cut for me at his last leave 4 years ago, that I might take down a sovereign for the doctor in the night if it were needed. That is the ground. Make of it what you will, before Holmes makes of it what he must."